Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Hello there, one and all. Welcome to another PJ and Jim podcast. Glory days, of course. And it looks, I tell you something, I'm looking out over the through the window behind PJ's shoulder there, and it does look glorious at the minute.
It is, it's glorious.
Which is kind of unusual. I mean, it's a Thursday morning in Dublin, and it's been pretty rubbish weather-wise for a while.
It's been a pox, hasn't it,
yeah?
A big smelly pox bottle of a thing is what it's been, yeah.
This has been a very weird weather year. I have to say that to you. We had a nice chunk early doors, didn't we? When was that, May or something, wasn't it?
January.
Yeah.
And then
could well have been. That's quite
January
accurate.
Was less shite than we thought it was going to be. And then we got into the summer. At Patrick's Day, I said to you on Patrick's Day, as I do every year, well, you see now, Jim, this is the break in the year. Everything gets better from St. Patrick's Day. We then had 53 days of continuous rain. So we did.
No, to be fair, we did. There was, I can't remember what month, April maybe. Maybe it was April, right? At this stage, I'm randomly picking months.
You are, look at this. This is definitely, this is revisionism in full display now.
This
is
definitely a month where we had a good spell, right? And everybody was excited then about the summer.
Yeah.
And then
it was
the
shite.
Summer, whatever that was, hit. Maybe it was June. I don't know.
Look at this.
Anyway.
This is like the witterings of a wild man.
But I do know that July and August, I can be absolutely, and I am affirmative in that, were shit.
Were shite, weren't they? Absolutely. All the festivals were washed out, the whole lot. Everything was crap. And now look at it. It's like October. It's November.
We were supposed to have Red October. And that never materialized.
That never happened either.
I was hoping for great, because we never even really got that. You know that Indian summer when the kids go back to school? We got about a day and a half.
Yeah.
Of that.
We did,
didn't even get that.
We did get the, it's always the same though. When they go back to school, there's a couple, few days in September where it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We did have 2 days or something. And in fairness, it was all the usual taxi driver has. Do you like, there's your summer, take a picture. Yeah. Do you like that? And you know the way you go, yeah. Ah, yeah, I knew you'd like that, you soft-headed twat. And you're like, okay.
Jeez, you need to get a new taxi driver.
Same fella keeps coming. In fact, I don't think he's even a taxi driver. It's just me getting into the back of a lad's car.
You wouldn't mind. You never call him.
You never call. He's just sitting outside the house.
Always.
So maybe I should stop doing that. But it's just been one of them. And that's the thing now. You see what you've done?
What?
You've begun. And it's only the 2nd or 3rd or 20th of November or something, and you're after starting the end of year chats already. Look,
what did I say about
this? You're doing a fucking review. You're doing a fucking review, and you've snuck me into it, you bastard. You, and I didn't even know it was happening. And this is the beginning. Now, wait, you see next week. Oh, the Christmas decorations are coming out my hole. Oh, that's what you've done.
I literally said it was a nice day outside.
Yeah,
what's
and then you lured me
with
in.
Anything?
Do you remember January, you know, and June? And then all the way, and now we're doing a year summary. It's too early for that. I'm so sorry.
Reeling in the years,
ladies and gentlemen. We're starting the podcast again.
Reeling in the years, the weather edition.
The weather. Yeah.
It pissed solidly in June of this year.
Imagine what a boring show that would be. The year's roundup weather.
Mind you, I will confess, and you're right. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. If you could see me now, I'm metaphorically.
He is metaphorically actually using, like, he's about to stab a map here. He is drawing a line.
I'm drawing a line in the sand because you're right. We could end up slipping into that whole Christmas gaggle.
Oh, you start. I'm telling you.
I mean, they have gotten it to the point now where midnight strikes on Halloween.
And that's it.
It's like it unlocks a mysterious jingle fest of hell.
It is. And already I can feel the waistline bulging, you know, because I get thick about stuff like that, you know, especially if I've been in a bad mood.
Do you mean thick as in angry or thick as in you just get thicker, fuller?
100% observational skills for you there, because I do mean both.
Right.
I do. I get thick
physically
over.
Thicker.
I'm there, you know, the 1st of November yesterday, in the house, and the two little kids are and they're right, going out. And I see Christmas decorations. I'm like, ah, this is fucking ridiculous. I hate this. What the hell is going on? Chocolate Santas, give me two. Fucking hell. And I'm walking around licking a chocolate Santa, you know, giving out about it as if it's someone else's fault.
That you're eating excessively.
But chocolate lint Santas are beautiful. Shouldn't be allowed. Shouldn't be allowed.
It's a feckin' nightmare.
It is.
It just brings with it all. I tell you something. And look, the weird thing about it is, you know the way you get a reputation for being a Christmas Grinch or something, which you've had for many years.
I've accepted that.
But the weird thing about it is, it's not so much that you dislike the Christmas bit. when it happens, funnily enough, at Christmas.
I know.
The bit you object to is
the
when it happens at the end of the summer.
It's the run. Yeah, it's the that's what's annoying.
Yeah.
And here's a question I have for you as someone who's been there, done that and everything, right?
Yes, indeed.
My first time ever going into the silly season as a dad, right?
Yeah.
So, do you have to get them a present for their first one? Because they don't know shit.
No, you don't have to get them a present.
Right.
Santa brings the present.
Well, he doesn't bring it to 0-year-olds, I don't think.
Oh,
I think you have to at least do your year.
Well,
do you?
I never bought a present in my life.
Oh, right, so you do have to bring them presents. So you do. So they do get presents from someone, is what you're saying.
Well, all I'm saying is they appear. Oh. Now, who's responsible for them?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, I'll give the grotto a ring and see how much money's in the account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It'll be interesting now to see.
What do you get a 0-year-old? Like on your first Christmas, what do you get 0-year-olds? Honest to God now. Like, see, a pack of nappies. It doesn't make a difference. Like,
no, the best thing about it, what you should do is you should decide on something that will be beneficial in the future. It's like an investment gift. Like, for example, a motorbike.
Very good idea. Very good idea.
Now, I'll just use this until they're of the appropriate age.
And then by the time you're old enough, right, it will be vintage.
Vintage.
And well kept.
Yes, I bought him a vintage motorbike. Really? It looks bright. Yes, no, trust me. It'll be, by the time he gets to get on it, it'll be vintage and probably worth a few bob. Yeah.
See, this is the thing. These are the type of things I would do. I'm a terrible father. I've noticed how terrible a father I am, right?
Right.
So, yesterday...
I will say, that's quite early doors. I mean, you're only about 2 months in.
But,
and
I'm terrible at
it.
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you were probably terrible at everything when you started.
I'm pretty bad, man. Wait, I tell you...
Actually, we're celebrating today. We're celebrating 9 years in radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
See, I never got any better. if anything, I'm worse.
So you're being harsh on yourself in the whole fathering stakes.
Okay, well, you tell me then, right?
Right.
So we went to the hospital with him the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he has flathead syndrome, right? So the back of his head has gone all flat.
Okay.
Right? And he's... Right?
Just in case that's serious, I'm not laughing.
No, yeah, so the back of his head has gone all flat, right?
Okay.
And it's because...
Is that the only thing?
Yeah.
Right.
So, and that means that... And he's not... He's got all something wrong with his shoulder. He can't move his head properly left to right and all this, right? So it means that there's all the weight on his head's gone to be flat. So she was all upset about it because she didn't notice it. And I thought, I can't wait to get home and see what I can balance on it. And we got home and she came in and I had him on his front. And I had a saucer and a bunch of keys balancing on the back of his head.
Okay.
And she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I said, just finishing me tea. And I took it off his head and put them on the table. And she didn't.
Right.
Seemed to notice there was no cup.
Right.
Or saucer. And
yeah, but there was a set of keys indoors.
And they did balance on his head.
Wow.
So all I can think of is, I can't wait to see what else I can balance on his head.
That's okay.
You know, not weight, obviously. That would cause,
no, that's
add to the problem.
That's ridiculous.
Just in flatlands.
What do you do with it?
And I'm thinking maybe if I could get a fried egg on it, it would be a very funny photograph. Now, the egg would be cold, but... We'll see.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to do anything to...
Egghead.
At risk of injury.
And also, when I was changing his nappy the other day, I put another one on his head sideways and made a nappy bonnet out of it.
Right.
And he was lying there going... And I started doing the voice of a judge. Yeah. You are sentenced to shit your pants, sir. Look like a judge's wig.
I mean, it's good that you're entertaining yourself. I think it's good that you're getting something from it. That's probably a form of bonding.
And then she goes, have you thought about what the creche? And I went, oh, jay. Like, it's just, I'm not good at the real shit.
Ah, yeah.
Nappies on heads, eggs on heads.
Right.
Keys and saucers on heads. Grand.
That's your forte.
So she does the parenting and I do the head balancing, basically, is the way it's going to go.
Well, it's good that you found your niche.
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd say you were good at balancing yourself. Like, you know, she thinks we'll get a dog and all I could think of was, can't wait to dress them up as jockeys and have them ride in his back.
Well, that's important too.
Yeah, I think so. I thought so.
You know.
Yeah, I thought so.
Who knows what that could lead them down all sorts of potential career paths.
I know, and then she said the couch isn't a fence, isn't a jump. I went, well, it isn't that attitude, is it?
Exactly.
That's brutal.
I mean, excuse me for saying, but she obviously lacks a great deal of imagination.
Yeah, get over yourself.
I mean, you know, it's going to become a fort and everything in the time to come.
Yeah, wait to see the stains I'm going to put there. I've already blamed them for everything.
But the way. Yeah. The stains you're going to put in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You mean food stains and stuff, yeah?
Oh, yeah, sorry,
that's,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. Thank God.
Yeah,
that.
I don't mean, like, you know, when you got back to your mass for a few weeks, I'm going to have I'm running around the place in the nude party, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not, it's not like you have to, like, you're not trying to, like, you're not doing role play in order to teach them how to shit properly or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no,
you're not,
no, like
you're not doing the whole continent. No, watch daddy do it.
Yeah. And then, and she'd be like, what are you doing? She'd walk into the room, and it'd be me balancing a saucer and a bunch of keys on my head to show him how to do it.
Wearing the nappy on your own head.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I sentence you
to a life of pity. Silly. Silly pee pads. Yeah. No, no, none of those things.
Oh, yeah, okay. early days. But I think you've certainly set off in the right direction, if I may say.
Oh, God, yeah. We need to delete this podcast. She can't hear it.
Right. Well, then I'll stop you in your tracks and give you some of the best bits from during the week then. We actually got to talk to another celebrity. It wasn't just PJ this week. We had another celebrity in studio.
Oh, we did, yes.
The one and only Jim Royal, as many people would know him, of course, Ricky Tomlinson.
That's right. He was on doing his thing.
Yeah, he's back doing another show over here. So he dropped in. He had a chat. God, I tell you something. That man, he looks exactly the same as he did the last time we interviewed him. And that's a few years ago. And he wasn't a young man then.
I know, yeah. It's amazing. He just does not age. Sure, he doesn't.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Ricky Wee Tomlinson was in with us as well. Also, we found out that we're breaking the law. Not just me and PJ, but we collectively, all of you out there as well. We're
bandits.
All consistently just breaking the law day in, day out, willy-nilly.
It's great. It's actually something to be proud of.
Yeah, it is, actually, to be fair. PJ, one of PJ's favourite subjects, of course, the great Robert De Niro. Not because he's, admires him as a great actor or a legend of the silver screen or anything like that. It was just another opportunity to have a right old go at him, wasn't
well,
it?
You hear this, though. You'll all agree with me now. He's on trial for being a bit of a knob, isn't he? So, and there's reasons for it.
And also, something else very close to both our hearts and every other part of our body, sadly, was the manopause. Is now a thing. So much so that even big, famous, multi-millionaire pop stars
Suffering from the manopause.
The manopause.
So what chance do we have, Jim McCabe?
Exactly.
Absolutely none.
Thank you for that.
We may as well balance saucers on our heads.
Right, have a listen. I will talk to you the other side.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Well, it's great to be in the company again of the brilliant Ricky Tomlinson as well this morning. Good to see you
Thanks
again,
so
my
much
man.
Nice to be here,
good
young
to
man.
See you. Hey, because we chatted to you a few years ago. The last time you were, yeah. I think you were over here. You were doing a show over here and we got to catch up with you.
That's right, yeah.
A few years back, in fairness. So it's great to see you again. You still look every bit as well.
I know.
Have you ever considered aging at all? Have you ever thought about maybe growing old or anything?
I'm taking Botox, you know.
But yeah.
I think that's what they call it.
It's working for you. It's working
for you. Wherever they're going in, it's looking great. Yeah.
Come here, let's get stuck into it because we're intrigued. PJ and myself are intrigued by this show, okay? So Irish Annies, okay? This is a musical play.
But this is Aces, because Aces is Irish descent.
Oh, right.
And we take, obviously, original Irish songs, and he's written quite a few. Which are absolutely brilliant.
Right.
But it's just like, seriously, it's like Glastonbury for people my age and a bit younger. Honestly, you know the last number of the show? They're all up dancing and waving and throwing their underwear at me. And I collect it.
Well used to that.
I collect it.
Saves buying it, I suppose. Saves buying it.
The thing is, now they throw them up in packs of three. It's like a tip.
And they're big as well.
Absolutely. So it's kind of, so from your point of view, because the other thing that's intriguing about this is you appear as yourself. You appear as Ricky Tomlinson.
Well, I come in the pub as a customer.
Yeah.
As a customer. And I treat the audience as the people in the parlour. And say, hello, my God, you're full here tonight, aren't you, Danny girl? Look, there's a few buttes in here, then I have a little dig at the audience and that.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
But what's been so good for us is, everywhere we've been in Liverpool, when we were in St. Helens, we got Johnny Vegas to do a guest spot. When we were in Manchester, we got Mick Miller to do a spot. When we were in we got Jason Manford in. And
Brilliant.
And they just lovely come in. Nothing's rehearsed, they just... speak to the audience, tell them a few stories and all like that. And as I say for me, and I always repeat this, at the end of the show, we all go to Casco front of house and I take loads and loads of photographs and loads of caricatures because that's what people want to take home to their kids.
It's probably the longest part of the night for you, isn't it?
It's an hour and a half, but it doesn't matter, does it? Yeah. It doesn't matter. If they've got kids who want to know what was the fella at the Instant Oil family like? They take that home.
Yeah.
Plus their photograph. Everyone has a photograph. Yeah. And what I think amazes us is, I don't want to give the plot away, but it's a love story.
Right.
And it's not about everyone being in love with me, which is so unusual.
Well,
is,
I mean,
don't we know the feeling?
I'll tell you something. Who are you telling? Who are you telling?
I needed a sex symbol. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, we should, because I didn't realise Asa was going to be with us. So we should, while we have you, we should ask a little bit about where the concept for this came from. Because you are the man kind of behind this, who put it all together. You know what I mean?
I wrote this during the lockdown, because I'm known Ricky 20 years, and Ricky had a club in Liverpool called the Green Room. It's a cabaret club, and I used to sing there. I'm a big band singer. Mm. So during the lockdown, obviously, we were all out of work and we were all told to retrain. I don't know what has, but
yeah.
I was back on the bins. And so I have a shed at the bottom of my garden in Liverpool. So I went in, I thought I'll use the time, and I wrote Irish Annie's. And it's based upon my family from Mitchelstown in Cork. And I've still got brothers living there, and a very Liverpool Irish family. So I wrote it about a pub that my dad drank in, called the Corner House in Mitchelstown, and the characters that frequented this pub. And these are real people.
Mm.
And what I decided was that when you go into a pub or any environment, you can see people, you can judge them, but you never know a person's story. The beauty of Ricky's character is that he plays himself, but that's fine because he comes in for a drink and he ends up talking to the audience about his career, etc. But the one thing I said with Ricky was, when we did our first at rehearsal, I wrote it, but I directed it as well. So I said to Ricky, when you come through the door, you're going to have to give it a moment for people to acknowledge you.
Mm.
And he went, why? And I said, because they're all crazy.
Yeah.
And he went, what for? And I said, because you're Ricky Tomlinson. One thing about Ricky is he's been my best mate for 20 years. He's one of the most humble men you'll ever meet.
He just called himself a sex symbol only 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that humble.
Well, I was going to say, wait till you see the nude scene in it, Ricky. And,
yeah,
oh,
that's why you signed up for the love scene, wasn't it, Ricky?
And that's with me.
It's just a laugh. It's people getting them out the house.
Yeah,
getting them in the theatre, letting them have a laugh, and then not just throwing them out at the end of the show saying thanks, we've had your money, get off.
Yeah, this is right in the middle of the tour, and to be honest with you, this is the part I'm most excited about. Obviously, with having a big Irish family myself, is to take the concept of Irish Annie's and bring it home, really.
Yeah, are you nervous about that?
I am very nervous. The one thing I always felt was is that there's, because I know from an Irish background, nobody wants to see a parody of Irish people or anything like that, so there's none of
Liverpool
that.
Liverpool gets pretty much the same, I think.
It does, yeah, because we have all the impersonations of Scouse accents and all of it. We've got a distinctive accent like yourselves here. So there's no parodies of Irish people in it. There's nothing like that. In fact, the characters speak in Scouse accents and the other characters speak in others. Nobody's putting on faux Irish accents or nothing like that. You don't get none of that.
It's brilliant. Mm. It's fantastic. And it's great that you were here, Asa. I didn't realise Asa Murphy was going to be with us to chat as well as Ricky. So it's brilliant that we have the creator and director and, of course, one of the stars of the show as well alongside Ricky. It sounds fantastic. We'll make sure we get those dates up. Just a quick reminder again, Civic Theatre in Tala, Liberty Hall in Dublin City Centre, of course, Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda. You've got the Town Hall Theatre in Galway and the Everyman in Cork, so there's definitely an opportunity for you to get there and to check it out for yourself. Details about all of the tickets on the various websites for all of those, we'll get them up on our website and stuff as well. Ricky, Asa, fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Can I just say, if Liam Cunningham is listening, Liam, I'm going to be around. You owe me £20, Liam.
Now, you see, it's interesting you say, is this Liam Cunningham, the actor?
Yeah.
Right, well, it's interesting you say that, because he does listen to this show, right? Because he trains with a friend of ours in a gym.
Well, he should do. He's a physical wreck.
But PJ has had a run in with Liam Cunningham.
Yeah. He owes me £20 from when we've done Roughnecks.
We're always slagging him off because of his gym activities. He goes to the gym, he lifts up his mobile phone, he's...
Does he go to the gym and use the vending machine?
Yeah. And he steals those when he bends down for his can.
He said, I found a machine here that just suits me. It's a rowing machine. He said, but when I sat on it, I sank it.
Liam's going to love this. He's going to love it. What did I do? Anyway, Ricky, Asa, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, lads.
Nice one.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
women don't know how tough it is, but I tell you, when you hit menopause in your life.
Oh, the menopause.
Oh, I tell you something. Women, you have it easy.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You're on your own here, you buddy. Have no You're idea. On your own here.
The struggles of the menopause. And Robbie Williams is now saying that he has and is going through the menopause.
Right.
He says it's unreal. He says he
ruined his
body. Now,
I don't even know what that is, and yet I know I'm bound to have it. It just sounds like what I'm going through in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Robbie Williams, he basically abused his body through the 90s. Jim did do this thing.
I wouldn't go that far.
He, you know, worked beyond his physical abilities, he reckons.
Oh, yeah. I've always worked beyond my abilities. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have worked at all.
I've always managed to succeed right up to the point of complete failure. Kind of what to do.
So what does the menopause bring upon us?
So, well, he said that he started realising what was going on when his daughter said, "Dad, you're lazy." And he says, "Lazy?" And then he suddenly realised, "I'm not lazy. Oh, I'm having the menopause."
Yeah.
So he's lazy. He's tired a lot, all the time.
Oh yeah.
His body is a bit wrecked.
I knew this.
And because he doesn't move around much, he gets emotional symptoms. He gets mood swings and.
Oh, don't be tall.
The insomnia hits him then, and he doesn't sleep.
God.
Sure, Jim hasn't slept since September, and then he gets fat redistribution on the body. What was once a muscular shoulder just fell down and made two shoulders just fell down below, made a big belly. Just fell down.
This is incredible.
Yeah, he says.
I thought me and Robbie Williams had so much in common.
He says now he's going. He says now, unfortunately, he's trying to remedy himself, and it's a real sign of the menopause when you want to get the old turkey teeth done. So he's going to get turkey teeth.
I haven't gone that far.
Well, not yet.
Although I might do.
Jim's waiting for the 3-4-1. He'll get the old. What do we call it? The toot and flute combo.
Toot and flute combo.
Flute and hairline.
I think I may have left it a little late for the hairline.
I have a
feeling somebody might notice if I got the hairline
done. Yeah. Come back, a huge smile. What are you smiling about? Where you see the shave from your trousers? He's going to get them.
A turkey 3-in-1.
The 3-in-1. The 2-in-1 is the.
Yeah, toot and flute.
The toot and flute. And the 3-in-1 is the hair toot and flute.
Brilliant.
You get them all done in turkey.
3-in-1.
3-in-1.
Turkey 3-in-1. That's going to be. You're going to see ads for that now.
It really helps for the menopause.
Your phone is going to be prompting you for ads for that now.
Oh, yeah. Good way, you see. I'll be just sitting there now having an actual 3-in-1 tonight. Yeah. And he says he wants, so he's getting all these done. He's doing a bit of Botox. He's trying to chase himself around the table, essentially, you know, chasing the day. He says he is. Yeah, he's going to do all that. I reckon you can't do anything about it. Lads, have your menopause. Have your middle age crisis or your midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Middle age crisis. That's a better name for it. Let it go. You know, look at yourself and say, yeah, me days are gone. Best case scenario, I always say, I'm half dead anyway. That's what I always say. I'm never going to live to double the age I am now. Definitely not with the quality of movement I have now. I definitely won't have a minder like Jim for most of the rest of the time.
Yeah, sure, I'll be gone.
Just enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, if only you got, I don't know how long you have left of me, to be honest with you. Looking after you.
Jim is old enough to be, he could be dead tomorrow. Anything could happen. I'm just going to have to enjoy it while it lasts.
That must be another symptom of the menopause, is it? To have awful mates. That must be something that comes with the menopause, is it?
Awful mates?
To have awful mates who don't care about you.
What are you talking about, awful
and
mates?
And would step over you just to get on.
I love you, man. I can't wait for your funeral.
We've established that.
Yeah, yo, I'm with you on this. I'm going to make sure it's a big day and that I saw that I can do be as take part as much as possible.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. Well, I think I'm gonna have to reach out to Robbie Williams.
I think we should go. We should either do one thing or the other. We should do what we just said, let it go, or you and me, we have a GoFundMe, a crowdfund. We get everyone to do it. We go off together. We live at large.
We'll for a turkey,
buy a sports car together, and we get a turkey teat 6-in-1. Get the whole lot. Get everything done. Man, imagine the show the following morning.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Peter, that's about to be my line.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Robert De Niro's a celebrity. Bryan Adams is a celebrity. And that's why they lose the run of themselves. That's why Bryan Adams is like talking to the super mother-in-law. Like, he's just got this thing about... my God, he was the most difficult conversation. And Robert De Niro's in big trouble now. He lost his temper in the court there yesterday. He's been sued by his old assistant, you know. And not even for harassment, just because he is such a tosser. He is such a tosser.
Is that a legal term?
You can tell me. She's given out, one of the complaints is that when he'd be ringing her and they'd be on the phone and he'd be having a slash and all in the background. It's just rude. You know?
Yeah.
And he says that
he'd ring her while he was on the toilet.
While he was having a wee. And he said, I did it twice. I did it twice. Hoo-ha.
Now, sorry, can I just ask the question here? Because I think this is important. Did he rang her while he...
Yeah.
No, he didn't answer the phone.
No. Okay. Should we all do that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But it was the other way around.
Just to clear that
up. Yeah, and then she was saying, he called her a bee to her face, he says. You know, and then he says that he would demand it a couple of times that she scratch his back. And she was like, can I use a back scratcher? Because, you know...
That's a bit pervy.
Don't want to be... And he was like, no, I said use your hand. Only you know how to use your hand. I want your hand. You know the way he carries on.
Yeah.
Ho ho.
Yeah, that's very good. It's Al Pacino, but it's very good.
Oh, come on, no one knows the difference. Literally nobody knows the difference. You know, you know when he was in Scarface, De Niro and all, he'd be there doing the whole rub my back.
Anyway. What was that? That wasn't even Pacino. That was Keith Lemon with an American accent. What is that?
I'm that Robert De Niro from the movies.
I didn't think your Pacino was very good. Okay, the story's about De Niro, but your Pacino was very good.
Well, it's the only accent I got, so we have to do this in a Pacino style then.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he lost his temper in the court. He said, I never use any disrespect or lewdness or weirdness, as you're trying to imply.
Now you're just doing Kelly.
I can't keep it. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, and so he lost his
shame round. On you, Chase Robinson. Shame on you, God damn it! I'm sorry. That's what he said in the court yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm actually delighted there's no actual recording of it because I'm getting to do this myself. And then
it actually sounds like he's acting out some sort of movie scene.
It does, doesn't it?
That's what he said. God damn you, Chase, whatever your name is.
Shame on you, Chase Robinson. Shame on you, God damn it! I'm sorry.
That sounds like something out of a movie script.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Like, that's like one of those courtroom dramas where you'd stand. That's like, you know, Jack Nicholson delivering the kind of, you can't handle the truth.
It does, doesn't it? It's right up with that. And it gets worse for him. So she says as well, she was at a family funeral and he was phoning her, right? Now, a couple of times he phoned her at like 6:30 on a Sunday morning because he couldn't open his computer. He was like, my computer! Hey, whoa. And like she was like, okay, this is the wrong time. You work for me. I give you a minestrone, whatever it is. And then he called her when she was at a family funeral, right? And she was at a family funeral.
Sorry, but just of all of the insults you could throw at somebody, I'll give you a soup, I tell you.
Give you a minestrone in the head. Okay, you want me to... Yeah.
Wow.
And then when she complained about that in the court, he said, hey... It's not like a funeral where they were putting a body in the ground or whatever. That's what he actually said.
Oh my God. So it was like a cremation or something?
Yeah, he called her twice and she says, look, I'm at a family funeral. It must have been like a removal or a memorial service or whatever they do over there. Yeah. And he goes, you're not even putting a body in the ground. I can't open my phone. Help me with my phone. You know.
And all of this came out of the court. All came out of the court.
And he lost it, yeah.
Wow.
So now I can't wait to see how it goes because the civil trial is expected to last about 2 weeks from now. So I can't wait to see. Like, these stories are great crack, you know what I mean?
This is brilliant.
Oh, you mean you're at your mother's funeral? I got blue M&Ms mixed with the yellow ones here. Get your ass over here and fix the situation. You're working for me. Scratch my back. Or it's minestrone in the face.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
So if you lived 100 years ago, right, it'd be very hard to break laws. So especially if you lived maybe 150 years. If you were in the Wild West, say, all you had to do was not shoot your neighbour or eat his horse. And you weren't breaking the law, right?
Right.
But there's so many laws now about every single thing that they reckon the average person breaks more laws in a single week than the gangsters and outlaws of the past did in their lifetimes.
What you're saying, we're worse than Al Capone.
You broke more laws this morning than Billy the Kid in his whole life. because the laws didn't exist for him to break. Yeah. And now you do it. So, like, honestly, like, it's...
Like what, for example? I'll have you know I'm a very law-abiding citizen.
No, you're not, Jim. No, you are not. Have you ever parked partly on a pavement? Billy the Kid never did that. Al Capone never did that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a few miles over the speed limit? Billy the Kid never rode his horse at 125 kilometres an hour.
So... Can you be sure Al Capone never broke the speed limit?
Pretty sure. Yeah, his car would have been physically incapable. Have you ever...
Was there even a speed limit?
Well, this is the thing. Do you think Al Capone maybe never paid his TV license on time, Jim McCabe? I would say Al Capone never had to worry about such a thing.
Right.
Billy the Kid definitely didn't. Yeah, did you ever do a job for cash and then maybe say, I don't think the revenue needs to know about this 42 quid I've just got from my illicit gains of a radio ad that has gone unchecked or whatever like that. Do you think that's ever happened?
You reckon that every single person, regardless of whatever protestations
every
they may make...
Every single one of them, yeah.
Has broken some sort of law.
Some sort of... They break them regularly. Yeah. Yeah, break them absolutely regularly. You know, ever put a postage stamp on upside down? Billy the Kid never did that, Jim McCabe.
A postage stamp upside down is against the law.
It's against the law, yeah. Now, it's not a law that they're going to come knocking down the doors for. In fact, I reckon on post may just get on with their lives over this particular law.
Yeah.
But have you ever flown a kite in a park without getting previous permission? Have you ever done it, Jim? You absolute gangster. Look at him. He's going all today, tonight. Whether I have or have not.
That is not relevant to this particular conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
How can flying a kite in it? Where are you supposed to fly it?
There you go, Sam. Well, it doesn't matter where you're supposed to fly it, Jim. I'm asking you, did you break the law or didn't you? And you can't answer the question.
I may have flown a kite.
It's like talking to Bertie Ahern here. Look, literally can't answer the question. Afraid of incriminating himself. Because he knows he's a shyster.
Oh my God, look at that.
Have you ever...
There's one there that was... Oh my God, it's like it has my name on it.
I know, and I know which one it is.
Look at that.
Jim McCabe.
Number 4.
I ask you very seriously. So have you ever broken this law? Have you ever, and we all know you're an enthusiast of the vacuum variety, have you ever hoovered your house between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on a weekday or 1 p.m. and 8 a.m. on a Saturday or a Sunday?
It may have happened. I mean, obviously...
Jerry the Hutch wouldn't have done that.
Jerry the Hutch, who's that?
Oh,
a
yes.
Rabbit enthusiast.
I may have said Billy the Kid too many times and then I couldn't get off the framework.
A rabbit enthusiast, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
In fairness, from 6 o'clock, you know, vacuuming after 6 o'clock in the evening, surely, if there was a...
There might have been
a minor spill.
The verbal gymnastics of an outlaw have come into play. A simple yes or no can't be done. Look, yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever sworn or gestured or given a finger into another road user, Jim McCabe?
Does that include the type that are on our self-powered two-wheel types?
Well, look at him. I can just see him and his missus driving around with basically Bonnie and Clyde, throwing fingers at everyone, expletives, probably saying,
certainly
look
not.
At this, look at this.
Certainly not.
And look at this tosser now with his can of beans driving around, doesn't know what he's doing, the blind age.
I mean, the guys, I love the way you are doing the classic deflecting of your own responsibilities by trying to make me out to be the criminal. You, who has, like, literally committed your criminal past to paper in your book.
Excuse me. You're acting like I'm some sort of... using your neighbour's Wi-Fi without permission.
Yeah.
Sort of gangster, you know?
And dropped litter. Oh, I'd say you were a litterer.
I was never a litterer now. I may have done other ones. I did definitely bought a packet of fags.
Used a fake name on the internet. I'd say on the sites you go on, I'd say there's a plenty, you know.
The gas thing is when the sites I've been banned from, it's because I've used my real name. They're like, you have to protect you from yourself, PJ.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
There we go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory, which a short week. Well, again, a short week, right? But in fairness, as we're recording this, PJ and myself have yet to do. We're to work a Saturday.
Yes, we're working this Saturday. Yeah, we're at Audi North.
Yeah,
Road. Is well, that what it's called?
Yeah, it probably won't help by the time people are listening to this. To be perfectly honest.
Oh,
with
you never know. If you're listening to this, do a U-turn, come up to us, and yeah. Have a look in an L car.
And the thing about it is that, I'll tell you what's happened. It's an interesting twist, actually, on fatherhood that has occurred with PJ Gallagher, in that he will now happily work every hour God sends. He's literally on it, Clint, to do overtime all the time.
Funny, extraordinary. Isn't it? I used to love going home. And
yeah. It used to be tough to keep you in the office.
That is true.
You really have to put reins on you.
Yeah.
Now, my God, you... Does anybody need anything?
I just don't understand how I got so busy the time, at around the same time that the house became as busy as it is. I don't understand.
You've just had a deluge of work.
A remarkable coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see an end to it.
This is the man, by the way, who used to give out to me, said that I duped him into working
Saturdays. He did.
Which I never did.
Yes, he did.
I never did. But, and now, PJ is literally the one who's asking, would there be anything needed this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I come into Clint every morning and say, Jim is after saying that he'd love to work Sunday. Is there anything? He's after saying he'd love it. Said he'd love it. Says he couldn't give a shit. He's not doing that on Saturday.
Only that Clint sees the forlorn look on my face and knows that it's not true.
Yeah, only Clint comes back and says, well, I've talked to Jim and you're a fucking liar.
It's good to know it as anything.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.